Urban Spinsters. This is Sadia Sanders of UrbanSpinster.com, where we are creating our own agenda, dispelling societal myths, and redefining the word spinster. Well, hopefully all of you are doing well out there. I am one of those people blessed enough to work from home. However, my dog, Daisy, is my coworker, and she is on my nerves. So right now she's asleep. So I said, let me try to take this opportunity and record an episode. And I don't know about you, but I love documentaries. And I didn't think I would like this one on Netflix, which is a docuseries called Trial by Media. And it's documenting different cases that garnered a lot of media attention. These were cases where, let's say back in the 80s is really when cable TV started to air the trials every day live. So that became the American soap opera, were these trials. And this one that I looked at, which is why I'm titling this episode, It Be Your Own Damn People, is the trial by media episode that featured Richard Scrushy. And Richard Scrushy is the former HealthSouth CEO. HealthSouth was a healthcare company based in Alabama. And he was accused of fraud, cooking the books. The company had gone public. They were doing extremely well. He was very wealthy, flaunted his wealth. He also gave away a lot of money to different causes as well. But he hired a civil rights attorney, of all things, to represent him in his trial. And he did so because I think the first attorney that he was thinking about hiring or talked to wanted him to stay away from the media. Just be quiet, let's strategize, and we'll go to trial. So instead of doing that, he hired the civil rights attorney. His name was Donald Watkins. And very flamboyant, from Alabama, local guy. His idea to get Richard Scrushy off or acquitted was to appeal to the African-American community in Alabama. Because at that point, Richard Scrushy, his reputation was very much tarnished by the white people in Alabama, because this was a corporate guy, mogul, very wealthy. And because of this scandal and this fraud, a lot of people lost their jobs with HealthSouth. You know, the common everyday workers lost their jobs. People had come to work for HealthSouth from other cities, other states, and that was just all taken away, you know, their retirement, etc. So he was very much hated within the white community. The black community, however, didn't really have an opinion about him one way or the other. So Donald Watkins said, okay, let's appeal to this community. We're going to have to change your image. Talk to as much media as you can, because it's harder to convict someone who is beloved by the community, is seen as either an underdog, celebrity, etc. So that's what Richard Scrushy did. He wound up going to the black church. And what's typical of people who want to gain some type of position or make themselves look like they're for the people, they always go to the black church. Now, Donald Watkins is black, which is why I say it be your own damn people. Because Donald Watkins knows that we tend to be much more welcoming and forgiving if you haven't done something just completely egregious toward us or toward our community. we are more likely to welcome you in with open arms if it appears that you want to be in our fold, so to speak. So he went to this Black church. He and his family joined the church. He started to attend very regularly, became a member, started preaching, in fact. And also, he bought a television show, bought time on a network, and created a television show, kind of like if you ever watched 700 Club or, you know, those religious talk shows that you would see. And he created this talk show based on him preaching. He had all these Black preachers as guests on the show, or I guess, I don't know if you would say co-host. And so it started to change his image. Also, Donald Watkins told him, you need to start donating your money into this community. Most of the things that Scrushy was donating to were all these huge corporate causes, these huge nonprofit organizations that were very recognizable, that had telethons, televised, and all this kind of stuff. So he said, you need to put your money into this community. So that further pushes that, you know, you are really involved and engaged with Black people in Alabama. And, you know, Black folks in the South, they go to church. It's a Bible Belt community. You're going to have people on the jury that are Christians and are avid churchgoers. So, again, tying that into his trial, you want to create this narrative that you are just this, you know, Jesus-loving person who kind of went along for the ride with this fraud. And it wasn't Richard who had this idea. So they tried to make the CFO the scapegoat, which ultimately happened. But during this trial, the media was going to these Black church and saying, you know, how is it that you guys are allowing this guy to come into your church and basically use you to get acquitted? And there was a bishop who said, you know, that's very insulting that you would think we are dumb enough to be taken advantage of in that way. But that's exactly what happened, because he gets acquitted and he stops going to church. So, I mean, it was all strategic. He didn't care about the Black community. He didn't care about the Black church or being an evangelist or being a Christian for that matter. He used the Black people of Alabama in order to look better to a jury and get acquitted, period. So as soon as he gets acquitted, Donald Watkins, he packs up and moves to Miami. Now, I found that very interesting. You win this big case. You are nationally recognized at this point, and you just pick up and move. Like, what was he running from? To me, I felt like he was running. Now, Richard Scrushy should have left, but, you know, people like that are very arrogant. He doesn't leave. He stays in the area, but he stops going to the Black church. And he winds up in a civil suit for bribing the governor at that time. And he is convicted of that particular crime. So he winds up losing everything. He was found guilty of bribery of the governor at that time, Don Siegelman, for bribing him $500,000 in exchange for a seat on the Certificate of Need Review Board. And that is the state agency that had oversight over his company at the time, Health South. So he gets acquitted of the fraud case, but he is convicted of the bribery, both he and the then governor. So he winds up losing everything anyway. While he's in prison, his house is auctioned, all the belongings he had amassed, boats and a plane and vintage cars and all this kind of stuff. And basically it was up for public auction. People were taking his degrees off the wall. I mean, just a mess. But he was able to get acquitted because this black man basically, you know, sold out his own community. And this guy, Donald Watkins, moving forward, he gets arrested for fraud himself, and he goes to jail. So currently, Donald Watkins is in prison. And this was as of, 2018, Donald Watkins was charged with using money investors gave him for this biofuel company. He used the money for personal use, and that use included paying off taxes, loans, alimony, and buying clothing. And he was found guilty and sentenced to 5 years as of March 2019. So he should still be in prison. He, you know, unless he can talk his way out of it. But what's so interesting about this episode too is not just that aspect of it, but the other attorney who, other defense attorney, Jim Parkman, for Richard Scrushy, he painted this picture. You know, he's this Southern guy, and he appealed to the Southerners, of course, who were there, and, you know, this good old boy type of approach, and he made up this story about his grandmother saying that, you know, no matter how thin a pancake is, it always has two sides. So let's see what Richard Scrushy's side is. You've heard what the prosecution side is. So he led with that. And he said, you know, his grandmother always told him that. He made this whole thing up. I don't know where he, I forget where he said he got the saying from, but his grandmother never said this. So, I mean, people will do and say whatever they need to do and say in order to push their own agenda, in order to win in this case, and sell out their own people, as far as Donald Watkins is concerned. So, but you know, it always comes back around. Karma's a bitch. So, you know, Donald, he's in prison. Richard Scrushy, he's out of prison at this point, but now he is a business consultant in Houston. Nowhere near the amount of money that he made with Health South. So that's a great episode. There are several episodes in this docuseries. Each one is a different trial that was highly viewed on TV and cable, then network TV, depending on what year it is. There's one where on the Jenny Jones show, if you remember that talk show, which was kind of like a Jerry Springer type show, shock reality or what have you. There was a murder by one of the guests of another guest. They were friends. And there was a gay guy who brought his friend on the show to say he had a secret crush. So fast forward after the show, the crush murders the gay guy. And so there's that one. There's another one with the young lady, and I can't recall her name, who was raped in New Bedford, Massachusetts. And they made a movie out of it that has been playing recently with Jodie Foster as the lead. She went into a bar, was raped. There were people cheering it on. People saw it. And although the rapists were convicted, the onlookers were let off because they were on trial as well for being there and knowing this was happening, but they got away with it, not prosecuted. And she went on to have to leave her home that she grew up in because this is the 80s. Women saying that they were raped, it was always, well, what did she have on? Why was she there? Did she want it? Blah, blah, blah. There were even women saying that this girl must have wanted it, and, you know, all this kind of stuff. And I didn't know about this case that the Portuguese community in New Bedford was being kind of villainized because they were saying that these guys that were involved were Portuguese immigrants. So you had that whole piece of it as well. So that's a good episode. There's another one with the former, I think he's a governor of Illinois, who tried to sell Barack Obama's vacant seat, his Senate seat, when he became president. And he didn't even sell it. It was, you know, he got caught on tape talking about selling it and, you know, all this kind of stuff. And he went to prison for years, but he's out now. And Donald Trump got him off because he had happened to be a guest on Celebrity Apprentice. And he was a guest on the show because he was doing this media tour, much like Richard Scrooge, to try to become somewhat of a celebrity so he could, his jurors would be influenced, because people tend to let celebrities off. And surprisingly enough, one of his defense team is the same person that got R. Kelly off. So there you go. So trial by media, make sure you check it out. Let's discuss which episodes do you like, and you know, what did you find most interesting about them? You can always reach me on social at UrbanSpinsterXO, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Make sure you're following me on those platforms as well. I also have a YouTube channel. Subscribe to my channel, please. I am doing a lot of product review on there. So if there's something that you have wanted to try, but you wanted someone else's opinion on it first, if I haven't already reviewed it, shoot me a DM or something and let me know that's something you want me to review. My latest video, I made sea moss gummies, elderberry syrup sea moss gummies, because sea moss is supposed to be a great source of vitamins, boost your immune system, what have you, and it's very popular right now. So I made some gummies, so check that out. Again, make sure you're following and sharing. Website is urbanspinster.com. All right, so I will talk to you all soon. Have a great one.